You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Bentley coming up here. Here's Marchand with a shot. Score! Into the slot. Rodriguez. Verhage shoots. He scores!
Where are the points for Sasha Barkov?
Yes! I love it.
That's the way we begin today after whatever we just witnessed to close out the back half.
His value's going up. He's getting traded. That's what Paul Maurice said. We're trading him.
Well, anyone who watches the Panthers amid success or even the tougher moments knows that Barkov is the integral part, regardless of whether he gets 1, 2, 3 points or zero. And it was not necessary for him to be offensive last night based on just about every other big name around him, giving the Florida Panthers a 2-1 Stanley Cup final lead.
So Duffer, just before we went on the air today, I did something that you're not supposed to do. I picked at a scab right around my ankle and now it's bleeding. So now I've got like a paper towel on it. But I feel like that's what the Florida Panthers did to the Edmonton Oilers yesterday. They picked at a scab that we knew was going to be something that if you pick hard enough at, you may just, you know, get to it. And they got to Stuart Skinner. And that's the ugly scab that the Edmonton Oilers have carried with them all the way to the Stanley Cup final again this year. But it just, I didn't think Skinner was great in game two. Definitely was not good in game three. And now he got pulled and you have Calvin Pickard going in. You're looking at game four. You're going to have that conversation. I think Skinner goes back in, but it's the scab that you didn't want to open up again. And it did now in game three of the Stanley Cup final.
We could have done without this being visual. Literal.
The visual.
So now my only focus is on your ankle.
I'll live. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Well, I think you're being, of course, you have every right to be. It's your position after all. I didn't hear anybody saying much about Skinner after the tough double overtime loss. In fact, we said just the opposite on this show yesterday, that the series has not been about goaltending at all.
It's not.
So now, I know, but now you're conveniently saying, well, it wasn't great in game two. Well, what is it? Was he not a factor in game two?
So,
or is it just one tough, maybe two tough goals against, which are going to happen to every single goaltender? Like, I don't know. As I get inflamed about this, I think you're right. I think they're probably going to do something bold and go to Pickard. And guess what? It's easy. He hasn't lost. And
he's
they have
and
to
0.
Win. So, yeah. But to put any of this on Skinner, I can check out of this conversation.
Well,
right now.
I'll say this. So when game two was happening on Friday night, At one point, I almost texted Jamie McLennan, who works the panel for TSN for that game, right? And I was like, I don't love the way Skinner is going right now. But right as I was about to send it, Oilers scored. Oilers took a 4-3 win. They took a lead, then lost it again. Anyway, I'm like, you know what? It's just one of those games. Like, I'm going to put that one aside. I think he did enough good in the game. I don't think it was about goaltending. It's a double overtime loss. I mean, it's fine. But there was some signs in that game that I was like, I'm not loving the way that he's playing right now, the way that he's moving. But it's let's put that in the garbage. Let's move forward. And then now I went back to the garbage, pulled my notes, right? Because I'm like, hey, game three feels like it was way too close in the way that it continued from game two. And then it's like, people didn't like the overtime goal in game two, the breakaway Brent Marchand. I'm like, I don't blame him for that. We talked about the back check. It's like a hard, that's fine. But there's other parts of the game that I didn't love. Mm-hmm. And I felt like there was a little anxiousness to his game. Mm-hmm. Well, that anxiousness was in the game yesterday, a little overzealous. Like the first goal, he's all over the place. Then he gets beat clean. And then he's trying to play the puck too much. And he shoots it, over the glass and early. And that ended up being the 5-1 goal.
Yeah. In the third period, it was moot.
It was moot. I would have played Calvin Pickard in the third period, to be honest with you. I would have said, either you give Skinner a break, you say, clear your mind, 20 minutes, you're not going in. Or you're like, I got to put Calvin Pickard in to get to see, like, do I want him to play on Thursday for game four? So that was moot. You're absolutely right. I wasn't loving the approach to the game from Stuart Skinner's point of view. You're going to get beat by good shots, you know, like Verhaeghe shot bar down shore side, Reinhardt, but I didn't like the approach, the body language, the anxiousness in his game.
Things you may not be able to answer, but I will ask anyway.
Yes.
Is it possible that a goaltender's performance from the outset reflects how the team is coming into the battle? Because clearly the Oilers did not have their best game. And so there can be many contributing factors. Did the Oilers lose their mojo because of the first goal allowed by Skinner? Or were the Oilers collectively, including Skinner, just a little off coming into this game, knowing they could have easily had a 2-0 series, not easily, could have had a 2-0 series lead coming in there? Like, did you see stuff where Skinner's performance was matching up with the Oilers' performance throughout the first 20, 30, 40 minutes of this game?
Yes, there was plenty of things that are telling me that the Oilers as a whole were off. Number one, you go down 1-0, but it's a goal. It's early in the game. It's 56 seconds.
Not a great goal, but it doesn't matter. We talked about this all the time.
By the way, I have a mini rant about something that came up in that Brad Marchand goal, but maybe I'll save it for tomorrow. Then what happens is you get the power play. Anton Lundell tripping. Mm-hmm. You get the power play. Bobrovsky made a save on McDavid, but were the Oilers really good on the power play? And so you could have made it 1-1 on that power play. And then you decide to take a Kane cross check at the end of that power play. Bad penalty. Bad, not undisciplined penalty. A Kane high stick. Too many men on the ice. Like, you basically, your game needed to be score on the power play or keep it 5-on-5 so you can have McDavid and Draisaitl going. Mm-hmm. You stopped that. And then even after you killed all of those, you killed 3 Florida power play. You had 2 power play of your own, and you didn't score. And then the Arvidsson goalie interference led to the Verhaeghe goal. Like, there was a lot between the 1-0 goal and the 2-0 goal that did not go right for the Oilers. Discipline was one. Execution on the power play was two. Like, they could have been up 2-1. The 3 power plays, you could have been up 2-1. You just didn't execute. You didn't play well at all. And then it just unraveled from there. The discipline, or lack thereof, with the Oilers was so bad. Like, if you're the coach, Chris Knobloch, and you see this happening, like, you want to just have one of those Pat Burns moment on the bench with your, or John Tortorella moment, where you're just yelling at everybody to be disciplined, to stop taking stupid penalties. They were undisciplined. They still had a chance. It's 2-0 after one. Okay, settle down. We can score 3-4 goals in the second and third period. Mm-hmm. They never had it. The Oilers never had it in this one.
Do you think that part of the reason they didn't switch goalies going into the third was the fact that Nurse had taken the late penalty and they were starting the period on the penalty kill? And that's maybe not a super fair position to bring in Pickard in that situation. Could have, based on past history and the Oilers leading the league in third period comeback wins this year in the mm-hmm. postseason, the reality is, okay, so we're down 4-1. We're leading the league in multi-goal comeback wins
yes.
this postseason. And this series has been all about just pushing back, which we're more than capable of. Is that the reason why they kept him in?
I think the power play is probably the biggest reason. You get in a lot in the coach's room and you're like, do we put Pickard in? You put him in and we're shorthanded. Like, let's give Skinner like the period. Maybe he shuts the door for 20 minutes and we're right. like, hey, you know what? Good. You're going game four and you were able to recover. Mm-hmm. I think that probably had a lot to do with it, more than the fact to say we're going to come back. I think it was protecting Pickard, but also hoping for the best for Stuart Skinner, that you go 20 minutes, don't give up a goal, you challenge your team. Let's kill this penalty and let's go. We're shutting the door. Fortunately, Skinner is the one that took the penalty to throw it over the glass, right? So that was a bit of an issue. And then, but what did Florida do? Like, we talk about Barkov, he didn't have any points in the first two games. He was -4. I did a little thing on TSN yesterday, though. They asked me, like, is Barkov not playing at the level he should? And I'm like, okay, he's not performing. He's not producing. He's -4. Everybody's looking at -4. You know the four goals he was on the ice against? Like, one of them was technically a 5-on-5 goal. Like, there was a 4-on-4 goal. There was a 6-on-5 goal. And there was the Victor Arvidsson long slap shot that beat Bobrovsky. That was not a good goal. Like, it's not like he was victimized in a lot of 5-on-5 situations or whatnot. So, but the thing that Florida has now that worked is when they got that late power play in the first period, and they had just missed on, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 4 power plays in the first. They had missed on 3 consecutive power plays, right? Mm-hmm. Paul Maurice says, man, I'm putting my second unit on to start the power play because I feel like they're the ones that are getting me a little bit more of the chances that I need. And that's where Verhaeghe scored. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the top unit that went on of Tkachuk and Barkov and Reinhardt. It was Verhaeghe that was there, that got the puck to the side. Great shot. But that's the difference. That was the difference in the game yesterday, is that everybody was waiting for Draisaitl and McDavid to get the Oilers going. When Florida, Barkov had a great game, produced, Sam Reinhardt scored, but it's their secondary guys that got them going. Marchand early, Verhaeghe late in the first, and then they moved on.
What do you make of the last 30 minutes of the game, or stupid, just the third period or whatever? And do you think, I mean, the only thing I wonder in these situations is, did anybody actually get hurt? Because there were enough severe stick infractions where one could think, considering the number of times we see throughout the course of the year where someone may break a bone on a far less intentional slash
rope hands,
or cross check or whatever. Like, yeah. Some of these plays, I'm like, broken rib, broken ankle, broken hand. Like, is this a possibility that something comes out of this and we're going to learn it 2 weeks after the Stanley Cup final ended?
Yeah, or we may see somebody being a game time decision on Thursday, and you're like, what? But because it's 2 days, 3 days later, right? There's 2 days off between game 3 and 4, yeah. So it may not be talked about, and then we'll get to Thursday morning for morning skate. It'll be like, this guy's not on the ice. What happened? And then you go mm-hmm. back to the video. There was some takedowns. And I hate takedowns because there's always a leg that gets dragged behind. There's always an arm that falls awkwardly. Head yeah. could hit the ice. There were some bad moments. But so Mike Rupp on NHL Network after the game had a little bit of a Marty Rantanen moment where he was not happy with Trent Frederick in the middle of the third period when he went after Sam Bennett. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, you're Trent Frederick and you're like, I want to get something going. I want to send a message. Okay, you got to figure Bennett, Tkachuk, Reinhart, Barkov. Like, those are the main guys on the other team that you want to kind of go after. But he went after Bennett when Gadjevich, AJ Greer, and like basically the fourth lines were on the ice. So it really didn't have the impact. And they got pushed around. The Oilers got pushed around. Like Nurse ends up having to fight. Ekholm is being, you know, assaulted by AJ Greer by the bench. And the Oilers players are like protecting Ekholm on the bench. Like, we got to protect. It was Trent Frederick that tried to start something, mm-hmm. but really the Florida Panthers are like, you want to start something? Okay. And I feel like the Panthers didn't really want wanted this to get to a goon fest. The Oilers initiated the goon fest and the Panthers were like, well, now that you brought us into the fight, mm-hmm. we're going to show you how it gets done. I feel like the Oilers were manhandled in those moments. They were the undisciplined one. They were the one that got pushed around. And Florida, by the end of the game, Marchand is looking over the bench and is like, yeah, really smart, really smart. Like, everybody's looking at the Edmonton Oilers saying that was dumb of them mm-hmm. to do. They just, maybe they woke up the Panthers. Maybe the Panthers win the next two. This series ends in five, and you're like, everybody from Florida is going to say, they woke us up. They woke us up when they needed, they shouldn't have done it. I don't know. It could easily go that way.
I guess, or it just becomes something on a box score in game three of a 7-game Stanley Cup final, right?
11 power plays for the Florida Panthers in the game, Duffer.
I don't think Calvin Pickard saw much 5-on-5 when he came into the game.
He barely did. But you know that I went game by game for the Florida Panthers this year to see what was the most power plays they got in the game? Seven was one time. They got seven. They beat up Nashville 6-2 at home in November. And the Nashville Predators probably decided, we're having a terrible start to the season. We are getting beat bad. We're going to goon it up. And it was still not 11 power plays. It was seven. They got 11 power plays. That is a crazy number.
I mean, last night they ended up on the power play for 15 and a half minutes. Edmonton also had an exceedingly high number of power play time too. They had 9.5 minutes. So you're talking almost half the game was spent with one team on a power play. So
they ended up with 17 power plays, 11 for Florida and 6 for the Oilers. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, in any game, if I'm the Florida Panthers and I'm like, we're going to be 2-1 in the power plays and it's going to be 11-6. I don't care if we have 6 penalty kills. I mean, we got 11 power plays. Mm-hmm. It was 5-on-3s in that too. It became a little bit laughable as how the Oilers were trying to get it done. Mm-hmm. And really, the undiscipline, what it did is it kept McDavid on the bench. It kept Draisaitl on the bench in the first period at a time where you needed them. And then Chris Knobloch was like, I'm not playing them anymore.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going to play them. There's no reason to play them and chancing them getting hurt. So, yeah, they just... McDavid and Draisaitl just sat on the bench for the rest of the game.
Well, not entirely, but I get your point. Draisaitl's out there with a couple minutes left.
Just because there was nobody else left. Yeah.
Just merely stating facts, Marty, that's all.
Yeah, I get it. So, I had a shift in the third period too, I think. You know, I was helping them out.
So
I'll tell you, okay, listen. I'll tell you my little mini Marty Rantanen of Tuesday, because by tomorrow it won't matter. So Brad Marchand scores in the first minute of game three. And I'm a big Kenny Albert's fan. He's a great guy and all of that. And he's probably being fed these things, right? These stats or whatever. And he probably grabs the paper and they're like, hey, this is on Marchand. Well, this is interesting. Brad Marchand becomes the oldest NHL player to score a game-winning goal in overtime in one game and get a goal in the first minute of the next game. Like, what does that mean?
It's a fact.
Is it a fact that, like,
I don't think it was the oldest, though. I think he was just the first player ever to have the overtime winner and score in the first. It had nothing to do with age.
Yeah. He became the oldest player in a Stanley Cup final to score a goal in each of the first three games. So I think that's where I mixed them up. Like, okay. But that one, I'm like, oh, okay. That proves he's got a goal in game one, game two, game three. That's great. But I love how he's like, first player in Stanley Cup history, playoff final history, to score an overtime game winner and then have a goal in the first minute of the next game. I'm like, okay.
I don't know who you are anymore, because I think you are a stats guy, but you seem to be like panning some of these uniquely unearthed statistics here.
I don't love when you're trying to create.
Dude, I do this every single Sabres broadcast throughout the season. I cherry pick every single night that since January 22nd, this Sabre is third in the league in goals. Since February 4th, this Sabre has more time on ice at even strength in front of his parents. Like,
well,
honestly,
no, you don't. If you used in front of his parents, I would have a Marty Rantanen right there on the set. But it paints a picture. Like, if the Sabres are 10-4-2 in their last 16, and it's like, okay, that's when it started. Yes, it's a arbitrary kind of start, but it paints the picture. I think I love when we do this, when you do this, is looking at why are things going right or why are things going wrong or for an individual or whatnot. But if you go to Brad Marchand and said, hey, you're the first player to have scored an overtime goal and then scored in the first minute of the next game, Brad would be like, so what? Like, you'd be like, I'm just playing the game. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, the only thing, okay. The only thing that irks me, might irk me, in connecting those two facts, which was overtime winner, first minute goal scorer, is if somebody professes it to be a record. That's when it bothers me. It's not a record. It's a thing. It's something that happened. It's not a record.
The footnote. It's a footnote. It's a little like, write it down on your piece of paper. And then when you're done, when you say it out loud, you crumble it and you throw it in the garbage. It doesn't stay in your notes.
Which is what Edmonton does with game three. But when they have to present this clean sheet, submitting their lineup for game four on Thursday, will it have Calvin Pickard as the starter?
I don't think so. And there's, like, I was debating it in my head last night thinking, okay, if you, what if you choose Calvin Pickard in game four? Okay, if you win, well, then Pickard is 7-0 and you keep going, right?
Yep.
If you lose, then you can always say we're going to go back to Stuart Skinner in game five and hope to make a run down 3-1, win game five, six, and seven, and win the Stanley Cup. Now, if you do the opposite, if you go to Stuart Skinner and he wins, same thing, he keeps on going. And if he loses, then you say, do we want to go to Calvin Pickard in an elimination game? Because game five would be an elimination game in Edmonton. So both scenarios I don't like, really, to think that way. But I think the scenario that is most likely is that Stuart Skinner is going to have a day off today, a practice day tomorrow, get ready for Thursday night, and he will probably be in the net for the Edmonton Oilers. That's the most likely scenario to me. But I don't even like to think, well, if Skinner plays bad and loses, I'm going to Calvin Pickard game five.
Why?
That would be like...
It's easy. He's unbeaten. You're on home ice. You did the same thing last year to Florida. You put them on the ropes after falling behind 3-0. To me, this is easy. I don't think there's a real lose situation here for the Oilers. I think both options are really viable.
Are they really viable, or are they what you're left with, right? But what do you do? Like, I think they probably go to
Skinner had one bad game. He's been so good. And okay, if you're going to magnify it and or place blame, okay, you go to the goaltender who was unbeaten. I think this is a really easy scenario for the Oilers to be in.
Are you, as a coach, that's a great point. If you go to Calvin Pickard, you're basically saying that one, that was a bad one from Stuart Skinner, and now I'm not feeling as confident in Stuart Skinner. Uh-huh. Are you in a place where you could say that as a coach right now? I'm not. I'm just saying, like, Stuart Skinner would start Thursday, but it's a conversation internally. But it's not like Pete DeBoer saying we had a conversation about Casey DeSmith starting game four instead of Jake Oettinger. Like, it's not at that level. It's normal if you have Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard to have that conversation, but I would still play Stuart Skinner, I think.
To my knowledge, they have not hired Pete DeBoer as a goaltending consultant yet.
Yet.
There could still be four games to go in this year's Stanley Cup final. So,
could you imagine, though, like, game four starts Thursday, and Calvin Pickard is in net, okay? And he's the one that's going to play. So now...
What bad can come from that? Nothing.
What bad?
What bad? Nothing bad can come from this.
Who's the better goalie of the two?
I don't know. They have almost the same amount of wins this playoff.
Yeah. One has seven. The other one has six.
One makes twice as much money, yet both are still very...
I think Stuart Skinner is probably the better goalie of the two.
I just... I don't see them doing it, which I am happy the Oilers are on. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to put this on Skinner and make it look like it was on Skinner. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to do that. But
are you using this to wake up your team and saying that was not on my goalie? He's going to start. You guys better wake it up.
If I thought that Pickard had fluked his way to this unbeaten mark, then I would have a little bit more in the way of skepticism, doubt about a decision to start him. But I think he's been very good. And we live in a world where numbers are a little bit inflated nowadays. So I'm not super concerned about his save percentage being below 900, yet him being unbeaten. So this is why I don't think there's a wrong decision. I have all the faith in the world in the Oilers based on how they responded last year, but more so how they play this year. And sorry, it took 26 and a half minutes to get to this, but a number, not a record, a number that has been circulating here the last little while is that in the last two playoff years, from game four on, the Oilers are 18-2. So I am not worried about the Edmonton Oilers one bit. This is their time to shine. This is where they push back. And last year they won three straight in a situation of a deficit in the final against Florida, only to fall in heartbreaking fashion 2-1 in game seven. So count me unconcerned about the Oilers' current plight slash disadvantage in the series.
And I would think the Oilers would probably be the ones that are unconcerned as well. Like, okay, we lost that one. You put it behind. You go in for game four. Mm-hmm. But that goalie decision, I think there's going to be a few guys that are going to, you know, get ready for practice tomorrow. They're going to walk in and they're going to peek at the board. Is it, Stuart Skinner or Calvin Pickard that's in the one spot, or the there's going to be some
Wouldn't
guys
they
that are
know
peek
on the group
board.
Text beforehand. Come on, man.
You probably won't get maybe you get a group text with the lineup or whatever, but it's practice day tomorrow. I'm talking about like, you're going to show up to the rink and maybe you're just looking at see what happens. Yeah. Now I'll tell you this, Stuart Skinner this year in the playoffs has given up 38 goals on 38 expected goals. He is.
What? Try that again.
Stuart Skinner in the playoffs this year, he gave up 38 goals on 38 expected goals. So he is even.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, he was supposed to give up 38 and he gave up 38.
So does Calvin that make Pickard, it good or bad? Probably
well,
bad, right?
That's middle of the road average. Like, that means an average goaltender would have done the same.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thing, right? Yes. Like, you want to be above. You want to be in the better. Calvin Pickard gave up 20 goals and was supposed to only have given up 19. So it's not like the numbers itself don't say one or the other is like much, you know, above in the performances.
I think we usually tend to refer to that as even Steven. We'll round up and make it as if the goaltending for Edmonton, either one of them, has been pretty much average. Therefore, their chances on any given night are basically the same, whether it's Skinner in goal or whether it's Pickard.
I think in a game that was 6-1 yesterday, you know who stood out to me, but really
it doesn't matter
at the end of the day.
Team?
It's Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, you didn't let me answer.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Bob was the reason they won the game.
You want to know what Bob's goal save above expectations is this playoffs? He's given up 45 goals, and he was supposed to give up 56. He has saved 11 goals better than expectations. That's what the Oilers were hoping they were getting. Last night, he saved a goal and a half.
And when did that goal and a half happen? Early on when the game was in doubt. I thought Bob was laser sharp from the outset. And after Skinner chased on the first one to give Florida the lead, then you just kept looking at Bob going, ooh, it's going to be it could be a really hard night here for Edmonton based on how good he looks. So anyway, yes.
Guessing 100% games. That goal that in the first period, the Oilers had a 1.1 expected goals in the first period, and they come out with nothing.
Right.
So he saved over a goal in the first period at all.
All right, lots to get to. Mini rants, major rants, who knows how many more of those throughout the course of the week. Sabres Foundation Golf Tournament. It is coming up in mid-September 15th, as a matter of fact, at the Country Club of Buffalo. Sign up today to get in, play with a current player, an alumnus, personality. Enjoy a great day on the links. Visit sabres.com/golf today. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.